I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73 years ago? I love you. You're amazing. Right. All right, cough it up.
I got to see a movie with my aunts. Now, this was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
There were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand, and her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot, and the baby started to cry, and I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie, because the people who were around her were...
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And then so you feel guilty about it over the last few years, or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah, so if you're five, yeah.
I'm a different person now. You know.
Sure you are. You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm concerned about this, what I see on this piece of paper about what we're going to talk about now. I don't like those two words being put together.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm going to pretend I don't like
you
those two words
you
being
love
put
it,
together.
And you also love it. The two words are monkey sex. All right, listen. In the Trentham Monkey Forest.
Sure, one of my favorites.
In Britain,
mm-hmm. In mediocre Britain, not Great Britain.
They're trying to figure out how to get endangered Barbary. I'm relatively sure this is right, and I'm sure that I will get corrected if not. I think the monkey is called a macaca.
Excuse me? Macaca?
I think.
Monkey? Is that what it says on the official article there you're reading from the newspaper?
It didn't give me a pronunciation, so
right.
I went to...
Oh, that seems to make sense. Oh,
look for it.
You actually looked it up.
Yes.
Check you out.
And it's a macaca. So,
all right, there's three words I don't like.
And apparently it's mating season. And
woo-hoo!
It's the end of mating season.
Oh, get it on. Hurry up.
And they're not getting it on.
Oh, monkeys.
Right?
Come on.
So, the Trentham Monkey Forest on Sunday, this past Sunday,
right.
Hired a Motown singer, David Largic.
Oh, this is getting weird.
To serenade the monkeys to help them get it on at the end of this year's mating season.
Is this going to be Ralph singing?
No.
Wow, really?
This is real.
This is real. You can look this up.
There's a guy, I'll post it on at Kevin and Sluggo.
Okay.
There's a guy standing in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
This looks like an opening with some grass. And he's standing there and he's singing. He's a Marvin Gaye impersonator. So he's singing Let's Get It On and
monkeys.
Sexual healing to the monkeys because they think it might help.
Wait, don't say yet whether or not it worked because I want to save that. But you got audio of him singing?
We do.
I'm picturing him standing in the forest now.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If your job is to get the macaca to
get it on,
mm-hmm. What? I mean, do you think maybe the music that we find sexy, they find sexy?
Well, they are close to us.
Does that come to your mind?
No, that doesn't come to my mind. No.
You get an impersonator for Marvin Gaye?
Personally, I don't care if they get it on.
Why not just play Marvin Gaye's music?
Yeah. It's probably a copyright thing. Like the monkeys have been turning them in and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Marvin Gaye's people are really on top of...
All right. Are you ready to hear David singing to the macacas?
Oh, David. Just like an old man, I need some loving. Come on, chimpanzee.
Right?
Macaca. Get it on with that macaca. Come on.
This is a real thing.
He's not even very...
He's
with
terrible.
Apologies to David. You're not very good.
He's not good.
No, the monkeys are probably throwing poo.
If the macacas are trusting David...
They're flinging poo. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't immediately clear whether the music encouraged the animals to get down to business. The tongue-in-cheek concert did serve as an important reminder just how important mating season is for the monkey forest.
Man, I'd forgotten. It's a good thing they reminded me.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Send money now.
I understand it's important.
You can adopt a horny monkey.
There are up to 140 Barbary macacas. an endangered species of monkey with fewer than 8,000 remaining worldwide.
No.
So they really need the macaque out of Bay.
Yeah. Maybe we could suggest a better playlist for them.
I don't know, like...
I mean, I guess if you're Marvin Gaye, I guess you're going to... 101 strings. Maybe they're more classical monkeys.
I don't know. I don't think the macaques are classical. No. They're probably punks. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, and what a lovely afternoon. Look at those clouds. I love that. It's so nice and depressing. It's awesome.
Tell the people what you texted me last night, because this is a weird... This is an oddity that I don't think I've ever even thought of before.
Well, I realize that I have a habit when I'm driving to, you know, those little blue markers that are in the middle of the street or on the side of the street to point out to fire departments where the fire hydrants are. They're little blue, like a,
I don't. Are yeah. they the little reflective things?
Yes.
Okay.
And those are always placed right next to fire hydrants.
Okay.
You know, and so I have a tendency to need to run them over. Like I will intentionally.
You'll just.
Steer the car
a
yeah.
little bit to the side so that yep. your wheel goes over
yep,
those?
So that I hear ka-dunk every time. And I have to hit them all. If I don't, I'm like, ah, damn it.
And it's a game?
Yeah. And I realized that I've been doing that for years.
Why?
I think I'm out of boredom. I don't know. But it made
How
me wonder.
How does that excite you?
Okay. I'm so pleased when I hear that little ka-dunk. And I'm just like, oh, I got one. Got one.
You know, you're not getting points for it.
Oh, well, maybe I am.
Maybe you are, and
maybe I am.
Maybe we're all playing that game.
That's
I'm losing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so it made me wonder, I mean, like, does anybody else ever do those stupid rituals? I had a friend who has a little frog she had to keep in the car all the time. It was a little, you know, stuffed toy that she always had to have in the car.
Kinda. Oh, and that was for luck?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess
you don't do it for luck.
Mascot,
you do it for entertainment?
Yeah, to do what, because I'm bored out of my mind after
but
so many
But you always sessions. Have to hit all of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And That's a weird thing.
I'll move a little. I'll never go so far out of the lane as to like come into oncoming
yes,
traffic. Maybe if there's no one around. But just to actually.
What about the little bumps on the side of the road to denote that that's the right lane
that
and you should
one,
not go any further?
Kind of stupid, but I'm like, no, man, I don't want to hit those because then I'm out of my lane. That's not where you're supposed
really,
to be.
Really? You draw a line.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because you got to aim, you know, pretty well to actually know where your car is, the length between the tires on the bottom of your car, where they
right.
are to be able to hit each one. I'm really good at it.
Well,
after
glad.
Years of practice. Thank you.
Because you're going to get rewarded with...
Woo!
I don't know.
What? Oh, come on!
I can't imagine that's rewarding in any way.
But, you know, like, I mean, some people have to be in the correct lane long before their inner, you know, the split comes
oh,
up.
Oh, that's you too.
That is me too.
Yeah.
I'm so early in that lane and I'm there the whole time.
So we're
time.
Talking about driving rituals?
Yeah, things that you just have to do. Now I would imagine, like, you know.
It's a little OCD-ish.
It is. It's okay. weird. That's kind of what occurred to me. I'm like, I didn't really thought about it that much. And I'm like, I was driving over one. And I thought, why do I do that? Why is
That's
that important?
Super weird.
Yeah, and who else has these?
So do you have driving rituals? Listen, yeah. we spend 19 hours a day in the car
right.
on the road, so
yep.
I can imagine that people get bored.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, what is your driving ritual? I really don't think I have any.
Really? No? You know, there's nothing like you don't see a sign, a billboard, and make fun of it, or a certain way
make
that you...
Make fun of it? I'm driving by myself? What am I going to say? Ha ha, stupid sign.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should do. It'll bring you much joy in life.
Will it?
No, probably not.
All right, so you have driving rituals.
Yeah. Nothing else that you won't. You don't have to have...
I don't think I have any
I'm just trying
those.
To think of anything else that people would do. I don't think I have anything else like when I'm actually driving like that, at least.
But that's it. You're not talking about on the freeway. You're talking about side streets.
Yeah, always on surface streets.
Okay.
Yeah, usually in neighborhoods where those hydrants are, those blue. That's about it. I don't have anything else that I have to
I
run over.
I couldn't even tell you where a blue.
Yeah, you will notice them now.
Hydrant is. Now I will,
yeah.
and I'll have to hit all of them.
Start doing it. See if it pleases
you.
Yeah,
this is what we need to do is have people swerving out of their lanes so that they can hit little.
That's all right.
All right.
Just so you get that.
Excellent.
Boom.
Driving rituals, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about something I didn't know existed, which is driving rituals. You have one?
Yes, I do. But first, let me tell you.
Okay.
Every day when I leave work, there's a fire hydrant
right.
on the street where I leave from work
mm-hmm.
and a little blue dot, and mm-hmm. I run it over
yeah!
every day, too.
You do the exact same thing. Wow.
Nice. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better for
it
once in my life.
But go ahead. Do you have others?
Yes. So whenever you go over railroad tracks, you have to lift up your arms and your hands so that you don't lose luck.
So that you don't
so
lose
you, like,
luck.
Steering, Yeah, so it doesn't drain the luck from you. So you have to lift up your hand. So you're not touching the gas or the brake or the steering wheel, and you just lift up your hands for 2 seconds.
I'm going to guess that you are like me, also get upset when you see people with horseshoes and they're upside down because they're supposed to be facing up, right?
Facing up.
What is happening?
Otherwise,
with
all
you
the
people?
Luck drains out.
Yeah, you don't want the luck to drain out.
No.
Yes. All right.
I want to hear that you know that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Not you.
Her. I am crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. All right.
All right, my sister.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was going to tell you my driving ritual.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm Kat. My driving rituals are I always, whenever I see a Tesla, so they're run by an AI or like a bot that
right.
goes by the name Tessie.
Okay.
So I always say hi to Tessie because she kind of owns the road since she's already like autopilot.
I think that's good because
you're being nice to the computers who could run you off the road.
And for future reference when they take over the world.
Exactly. That's
and you know you're crazy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And everyone all right, I know knows all
right,
that.
Right on. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have driving rituals that make you crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. 95.5 KLOS over California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I those little fire hydrant things, the little blue markers that are on the roads, the streets.
Don't when recognize them, but I guess I will
I'm
now.
I'm sure you will. Okay. You'll see them, and it's to, you know, let firefighters know that there's a fire hydrant right there.
They can't use their eyes? Are they blind?
It's, you know, a little easier. You're looking, there okay. might be smoke, and they're reflective oh, on, the, gotcha. On the ground, okay. and, you know, you can't right. break them off. You drive over them, though, and they go, kunk. Which is just very pleasing.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, you can hit like two tires and make that little noise, and I have to do it. I don't know why. I have to.
All right, so you have a driving ritual?
Yeah, I got a driving ritual.
All right.
Happened when we were kids. My dad used to drive through a tunnel by the Long Beach Airport, Spring Street, and used to hit the horn all the time. And we'd wait for the other people to come back.
How excited were you when somebody answered?
Yeah, it was great. We were kids. We were stupid kids sitting in the back of a 55 Chevy
it's
station
ridiculous
wagon, you know, having a blast.
Admit it, you still do it, don't you? Even though you're a grown adult by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Yay.
Even on my motorcycle. Gotta do the and see who returns it.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You have a driving ritual?
You know what? I also do the little blue things, the little fire things, but I have another one. If I see a cup, a can or a soda cup, I got to run it over because I got to hear that popping sound.
Oh, I get that.
A can or
a
soda cup.
A real popper, man. Wow. A real popper.
Yeah, that's it. I love that.
When I see a line of orange traffic cones, I have to destroy all of them.
I wish that were true. You need to start doing that, Kevin. Dude, thank you for calling, and thank you for running over those little blue things in front of fire hydrants like me.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello there. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Mostly women have these driving rituals.
Yeah. But not all of them.
It's my whole family. We play a game when we're driving a car. We call out banana, and whoever says it first gets that banana, and we continue on throughout the drive to see who gets the most bananas.
Do you have actual bananas?
No, but you know what? I actually saw an actual driving banana once, and nobody else saw it, but I got that banana.
That should have counted for like a bunch of bananas, shouldn't it?
Congratulations.
In the game, we shall not play anymore, right?
Wow.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Wow, the banana game. I was not expecting that.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a driving ritual? We're taking phone calls this hour on people who have driving rituals. You have one of those?
I have to drive with my butt in your mouth.
That's got to be hard to see. How do you drive when I can't see past you? Whatever, man. Thanks for calling.
I don't think we need any follow-up questions. KLOS, hello.
Sit down.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Right back at you, man.
All right, man. Okay, ritual?
Yep. Yeah.
You cut me off, I'm going to cut you off again and again and again.
Really? If I cut you off once, what if it's sort of accidental? Then you're going to cut me off on purpose how many times?
Okay, if you cut me off accidental because during a safety issue, I will allow that.
Okay.
But if you do it because you're knucklehead.
Right.
Okay, knucklehead, it's coming at you.
How many times?
Whatever it takes to have them back off.
Okay. So you really, you're going to have to do it a lot with Kevin. I can just tell you now.
That's called road rage.
He's going to cut you off and no, it's teaching. Teaching a lesson.
It's a teaching moment?
It's called respect.
Oh, respect. Gotcha.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you have a driving ritual?
Yes, two things. I just found one of the fire hydrants with the blue thing over it and drove over it.
How did that feel? Didn't it feel good? Wasn't it satisfying?
It's little noises. I like the noise.
Right.
Wow.
And then I also picked up the thing from the driving through a tunnel from my dad when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I still honk my horn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And I have an electric car, so it's really quiet. So the horn is really loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. I didn't realize that until I like honked my horn one day in the tunnel and loud. I went, oh, yeah, it's loud.
It's a little scary. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your driving rituals.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are talking about driving rituals on 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
This is Sam, Kevin.
Hey, Sam.
Sam!
We got a lot of great support last time you called.
Dude,
a lot of people loved it.
A ton, yeah. Well done.
What's up?
Right. Thanks for calling.
Yay, the return of the Armenian comedian. Yay. Oh, we didn't have him tell a joke. What a shame.
Yeah,
hello,
KLOS. Shame.
Hi, I have a driving ritual.
Yes, please. What is it?
Well, when you're driving around and you see a Dodge Dart, you say dog fart and punch somebody in the arm.
Hey, man, that
and
was my first car.
Punch someone in the arm.
A dog's fart. That
so
was my
you,
first.
You choose violence. That's what you're saying.
Considering how crappy that Dodge Dart of mine was, that's probably a good idea. Actually, it caught fire one time.
Oh, great.
Did. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a driving ritual.
Yes.
So I live in Moreno Valley, and as I go down the freeway into Riverside, I can see all of Riverside, and I pray right there, same spot, every time, that I don't get in another accident, because I've been in two this year. And I almost lost one of my feet.
Wow.
And was it right in that spot or somewhere in Riverside?
Somewhere in Riverside.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. And so far it's worked. Yeah. That's good.
I sure hope it continues working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
That's
thanks
an
for calling.
One. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, Sluggo.
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
Aces.
Good. Thank you. Driving ritual?
Pretty much anyone that has road rage cuts me off or tailgates me, I always give them a thumbs up and I smile at them.
That's a good idea. I think that's good. Although it might piss him off a little more.
Well, that's the point. He's killing him with kindness.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
That's good. Dude, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Two quick comments.
Yeah.
The blue reflectors are to identify the location of a fire hydrant in
exactly.
the event a car is parked
yep.
in front of it.
Yep.
And also smoke and fog.
Do you know what they're called?
I do not. I'm yeah. sorry. And that's pretty sad because I do work for the fire department. they're also called the blue dot.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you only need to know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So the second part of it, driving ritual, is my wife and I, Mr. and Mrs. Stupid, anytime we drive by a pasture and there's cows out there, we will drive by them and cordially ask how they're doing, and asking them things, well, hello, cows, how are you? And we both pause, wait as for a fictitious reply, and then say, well, muchos gracias.
You both do that.
We both do.
You've never gotten to a pasture with cows in it, and she's just gone, no,
no
come on,
we're not
no.
doing this.
No, not,
oh, no,
not now.
No. She takes the lead sometimes.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Thank,
dude,
you,
thank
for
you for calling, man.
Hey, thank you for all you guys do, and take care.
Every Friday from
yeah!
5 to 7.
All Request Fest!
We do our All Request Fest
Woo!
At 818-955-KLOS.
We're going to do that in just a second, but we have one more special guest.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, talking about weird rituals on the road.
Okay, KLOS.
Hi, you want to hear my driving ritual?
Yes, but first, here's Kevin. Say hi to my friend Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Now, you be nice, Kevin. Yeah, this is my sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many questions for you.
You behave and don't answer any questions. None.
Your brother is.
I'm not allowed to talk like that.
Your brother is a nut job.
You're right. Yes.
You have driving rituals?
Two? As
I
well?
Have one. Yes.
All right. What is it? Let's hear it.
I like to drive just barely over the speed limit to make everybody around me mad, and then when they race around and stop at the light in front of me, I pull up next to them and wave at them.
Wow, that's a... Oh, I can't say that because you're... That's a dick move, right? You know that's a dick move, right?
No,
come on. Dorothy, a.k.a. Dorothy Martin, is who that is. Rest in peace. You know, if you like that song, isn't
it? I love that song.
So solid. Yeah. Such a great voice. She's got a new Unplugged video out for that, and you can find that on her social media. She is at It's Dorothy, sucka. Spelled like you would think.
That's hilarious. I don't know if you follow NFTs. Do you know what that is?
NFT? We discussed that once, but describe for everybody because it's a funky new concept.
It's a strange thing where you can buy something digitally and own the original of it.
Because that's always been a problem. I mean, if it's digital, it's super easy to copy and distribute perfect copies.
These can't be copied, and you can trace it back to who owns it. Well, listen, I saw a story that Miles Davis and Bob Dylan are going to each be releasing NFTs this year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I thought because it's somewhat complicated, maybe we could get the great Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
To explain to us on the Heineken 00 hotline.
That's amazing.
What an NFT is. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
It's nice to talk to you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're looking at your story where you're going to sell an NFT, and we were just curious, what exactly is an NFT?
In as much detail as you can give.
Yeah, NFT is a non-interchangeable unit of data, and it's stored in a blockchain. It's a digital ledger that can control and trade it, and all associated with the ownership of photos, videos, and audio.
Oh, I see.
I didn't understand most of that. I heard not, and I heard the word blockchain, which you might need to get to in a second. Start at the beginning, just slowly, because we're not that quick.
Well, I got most of it. I'm sorry you didn't.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
Just listen.
Just listen. Sorry.
NFT. Non-entertainment.
No, interchangeable.
Yes,
no.
Interchangeable.
Come on, man.
Interchangeable.
See?
Interchangeable.
There you go.
Interchangeable.
Okay. All right.
Of data done on a blockchain and a form of digital ledger.
Hold on. I heard blockchain and I heard digital ledger.
I didn't even catch that.
Yes. Let's start with blockchain. Explain blockchain to us.
In a big chain of blocks.
Oh!
That doesn't clear it up a lot, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm very dense in this. Blockchain. Yeah.
Okay. You get one block.
Right? One block,
okay,
right.
Yeah. And then you get another one.
You have another block.
And another one.
Right. Third and fourth, right.
And then a long chain of blocks.
A long chain of blocks.
Black chain.
Okay.
And that's an NFT?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's on a black chain, but the NFT is a unit of data done on the black chain.
The NFT is unique data that is stored on the blockchain?
Wow. Yes.
Wow. You speak Bob so well.
All right.
Damn, dude. I'm not getting any of that.
Fantastic.
You are out of control. Yeah.
What is a mining token? Sorry.
A mining token is a token that goes in the mine.
It's not a token that used in a mine.
Might be.
He's a token. Welcome to the mine. And then they get all the tokens out of the mine, and then they put them in the blockchain.
They put them in the blockchain. In the mine?
Yeah, crazy.
I
don't know. The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay in?
I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened
and filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Has
it been?
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
a. Mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's
victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Once you,
that
ha-
Sheets?
Once you
what is going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name of
terrible.
The business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a. If I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow.
I think.
That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the IHOP in La Quinta.
That's terrible, first of all.
Right.
And shame
Agreed.
On him. But
Agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came in to sit down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and wait for people to come in and start using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing ever.
It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
Nope.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he said he'd meet you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those recording sessions.
Why would you not stop
talking about this? Because that was my favorite bit ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah. I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds.
Well, someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. Okay. 65 pounds? God, I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was Coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger in it, and then
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
Oh, right.
And they sort of they're in Miami for God's sake.
One of
Palm
those
Beach, I guess.
Packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right? One.
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach.
Because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying,
would you take one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Yeah. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That's a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive, and what did you do with it?
Hello, hey. KLOF.
Hey, Sluggo.
Yes?
This is Kevin.
Yes?
Hello?
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Wow. Nice.
As a naive dumbass,
yeah,
I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones, I had to go.
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love
that
guy.
Was very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You guys,
today.
Are you, what? Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was got in the back of a taxi once, and I picked something with my foot, and it was a wallet, and it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have done that, Sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there
if
was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But. Right on. Thanks for calling,
thanks
man.
You.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back,
no,
you know, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's cool.
You hear
cool.
that, Sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid. And he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came. And somebody handed me a box. And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his .45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it.
Yes.
How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm.
No, wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for 50 yeah, bucks?
For 50 bucks. Get it out of my hands, I don't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for 50 bucks to someone on the street.
I mean, you could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's the new one from Mammoth 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
Something
ground.
Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'll go miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I missed doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I got to
find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in a money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, "Nope, we're turning it in."
Damn it!
Talking my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever claim it, or did you
claimed
get to keep it?
Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, "What a nice young man." Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him. I said, come really, guys? I am sorry, but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. May on KLOS is all about winning cash and trips to the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Hell to the yeah, it is.
Your shot to win at least $500 happens each morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank, and again with us at 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And Marcy has trips to the Sahara, Las Vegas every week this month.
Marcy!
So keep listening for your chance to win that. We have our little $500 game.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody misses, it rolls over.
They have been doing. This one is a tough one.
This one is $6,000.
We do keep hearing from people online saying, I've known since the beginning, and I believe they're right.
I just can't get through.
Yeah, you have to be caller 13.
So we're going to do that in about 5-6 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
It must suck to work at Starbucks. We're going to have to do this topic another day.
Yes.
But there was a Starbucks employee who tweeted on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. And then that picture.
Oh, my God. This is a mobile order, first of all, from Edward. Edward, come on, man. He needed a Venti Caramel Crunch Frapp. First, Frappuccino. First of all, that's dangerous because the caramel itself in cold, you can choke on that stuff. But he also wants little bits of crunches in it and 5 extra banana bits, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice. Extra cinnamon dollop on top. 7 pumps additional dark caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch. 1 pump of honey blend. Not 1 pump more, by the way, or Edward will be pissed.
Right.
Extra salted BM butter. I don't even know what the hell that one is. I don't even know what.
I know what a BM is.
I put a BM in this drink for Edward. 5 pumps Frappuccino roasted coffee as well in this one Venti drink. 7 additional Frappuccino chips, heavy cream, and last but not least, and this pisses me off the most, I think, double blended. Not just once. Put it back in there. Take another few minutes with my damn drink.
That's one drink.
Yes!
This is one of my pet peeves. I do know that Starbucks is a little more specialized.
Sure, but that's
ridiculous.
Yes.
But when you walk through, when you go through like a McDonald's,
right.
You don't order a lot of specialty items.
No.
Just go through, pay, take whatever food they give you, put it in your pie hole, and move on and get out of the way.
You got Kevin behind you is needing his drink
and
his
food
immediately.
It's a fast food restaurant. Yeah, you can't order
fast.
And then the Starbucks. Yes, I mean, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things added to the drink that you were.
Man, oh
14
man.
Extra directions.
I do not at all blame Josie for wanting to quit her job with that guy.
No.
We'll have to do that another day. We don't have time today, but we'll have to do another day that you work at Starbucks and it blows.
And why you quit.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with $6,000.
$6,000. We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Got to let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
Oh, I love them.
Just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a really does. Dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still in the car. Out. What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get them.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. When she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? Was it delicate under things? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garments.
It's alleged that the gentleman accused had cooked the meal. Stolen personal items and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
Or? It doesn't say who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes.
You're in
here.
My apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well,
wearing
take them
my
off.
Clothes. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so
because
much better.
Because you're going to toss them out anyway.
You're going to burn them.
Because he's
ritualistically. Yeah.
That just doesn't seem cool.
No, they're uncleanable. That is not very going to. You're never going to get the stank off that.
But that's not just throw it in the washer.
Yeah,
washing machine.
Right.
That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her. Like wearing something cool, and he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo,
the dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old, and he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
Wow. What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite T-shirt and shorts? Grown men who wear shorts to work
and making dinner.
You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey. What are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first. I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly weird bit. Yeah, that's very
so
odd.
Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? Would you? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah, definitely. I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you didn't spend any time in juvie.
I didn't.
You're not
that's true. I wouldn't use the pool and then sit downstairs eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out. And they never found him again.
Oh, so man.
Maybe he went home, maybe got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him?
They never found him again. He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. We have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas, came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. It was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean, and they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth. Because unless they're John Belushi, smashing a guitar is just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
it. Made you a meal?
Made you a meal. Turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time and party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
What happened?
So I moved to Valencia. This is a safer area. And I had teenagers. These kids did not believe me how important it is, and that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I gotta tell you, I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very odd.
I sort of love that. Yeah. Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of...
I would be, like, yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us. We got to knock everything up. And they thought it was crazy. But seriously, it came down to, they weren't doing it. I wasn't doing it. It was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh, so, you found them.
That's so nice. Terrible.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre. KLOS, hello. Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was at it over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry, do you want those back?
I don't know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. Yeah. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? So, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
That's
and
so
the funny
weird.
Thing is, and the funny thing is, I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame.
Great idea.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man in Thailand is feeling some pain. He was supposed to be cooking dinner for his wife who was at work.
Okay.
Instead of cooking dinner for his wife at work, he went out to drink with his buddies.
Right on! Woo!
She didn't share your sentiment?
Aw.
And
what's her
she
problem?
Harpooned his penis! Harpoon!
Wow.
Have you seen a harpoon?
They're a little long, they're a little sharp, they're a little scary.
Yes.
I don't want one there.
No.
Wow.
How do you...
It's a whale size.
How do you aim
instrument.
So,
right.
so well?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot to aim at. I don't know.
According to the Daily Star...
Or do I know? Maybe I do know.
She shot him with a harpoon after waiting for him to come home. So he shows up drunk. And by the way, I never want to be this drunk. He shows up drunk.
Uh-huh.
She harpoons his penis.
Because she's waiting for dinner. She gets home, bringing home the bacon.
Right.
He's supposed to have dinner on the table.
Right.
And he's out drinking with his buddies.
He got harpooned in the penis.
Wow.
Then she went and she grabbed the harpoon.
Oh, no.
And she twisted it.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yes.
Isn't that a phrase? Somehow sticking in the knife and turning it, twisting it, whatever?
Yes.
But this is a harpoon.
I think it's stabbing the back.
Yeah, something.
And turn it, twist it.
But at least it's the...
It's a harpoon in the penis.
Yeah.
And she twisted. Like, that wasn't enough.
She get rid of that thing.
That was not enough.
Taking him down.
He was allegedly so drunk...
Yeah.
...that he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
That's fine, yeah. You know what? I don't blame you. You're the best.
I have a harpoon in my penis.
Yeah, great. I'll go tomorrow.
He went to the hospital. He needed 17 stitches.
Damn.
He didn't go to the hospital till the next day because he was that drunk.
I'll sleep it off.
I'll sleep it off.
Hey, can you whip up some food? I didn't get around to it.
I'm hungry.
Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert,
mm-hmm.
Anu Mukherjee.
Oh, yeah. I love that dude.
She revealed that the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I...
Me too.
...what body part I wash first. So I'm going to just start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No. I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means about
okay.
you. And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know
if
it's accurate.
She knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever.
People who wash their faces first in the shower love money.
Okay, interesting.
I don't... know right. how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does that ring true with you? What
right.
we just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand that at all.
I know a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely.
Okay.
Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first.
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting.
Chest. By the way, what do you?
No,
have
no.
An
let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we, buddy?
Unfortunately, she said these people are usually pretty stressed out, and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I gotta wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hair.
Hair, okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day. I put water and did the water thing, mm-hmm. and I realized I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What?
Is that where
you... No.
Is that where you start?
I'm going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really. Trying to get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
that? Well, yeah, that's... I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list... Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself disgusting, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it. You're
if you
romantic.
Wash your hair, you're hopeless romantic, and you're often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me
Why
greatly.
Don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
I'm going to have to do some more research.
Yes.
I'll get back to you on that one. Test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the fuck? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here. You know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man. Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No.
This is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator... A big-ass alligator...
Right.
...emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah. Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so... It's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that would not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants. You know,
like you do when you go fishing, sure. Yeah, and you're Tommy Lee. Yeah, yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know, and I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Anaconda, and I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Allison Chains times two. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the Sperminator.
Well, hello.
It's not me. I'm saying this is a different person.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
He's 44 years old. He has fathered 78 children.
Oh, what is he? What was that guy that like half the world is related to? Ming the Merciless. That's not right. That's from Flash Gordon.
Let's just leave it at that. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
New York sperm donor Ari Nagel has 13 other children on the way as well.
Oh, dude.
He's a professor. It doesn't say at what school. He's a professor. He says he has a great life, even if he does struggle financially.
And enjoys a lot of time in a little room.
Because he doesn't charge.
Oh, really? He just provides for free.
He has relationships with several of his children. He has 78.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I hope. Well, at least 14 of them.
Three? He says that he gets all the joy that other parents experience.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that can't be.
He used to conceive the old-fashioned way. That was like his pitch. His pitch was, I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got to deliver it in person.
Right.
That was his pitch.
I got to deliver it in person.
However, he was challenged by the U.S. State Department of Health, which said he needed to, quote, apply to be a licensed clinic and stop advertising my services.
Man, you know, come on. If you have the product that people want, you should be able to present the product.
He sure does.
I wonder what delivery time takes. I mean, I would think if he's throwing out that much material, you know, he must be pretty quick. That must be kind of nice.
78. No, but 78.
I guess that's true. That's one night.
In a year?
A couple weeks, yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
It's a good weekend. Don't get me wrong.
Especially a long time ago.
He, like I said, he doesn't charge for his services. He continued saying, I think the motivation of why I help these women in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience.
I almost believe it. I almost do.
Do you?
I do. I mean, I think it'd be crazy to know you have that many kids out there. I mean, I have like 50 or 60 myself.
I assume he would have to get something signed that he's not responsible because child support. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, if he's putting together a little, you know, if they're slapping him down saying, hey, you can't run this business, he must have a bunch of stuff, paperwork.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
He says he helps lesbian couples if they need help.
That's cool.
Grow their family.
Right.
There was a single woman that needed help. She couldn't find a man, so he's like,
yeah, I don't see. I have zero problem with that. It's just amazing that there's 78. That's incredible.
78 and 13 more pregnant.
Yeah. Is that a record, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's got to be up there, but I bet.
What a weird gig.
Yeah.
Now, because of the U.S. Health Department, he has to put it in a cup.
Wait, so, how was he...
Put it in a cup.
What was he doing before?
How does he do
that? What was he doing before?
He was delivering it personally. I told you.
You mean? Oh, okay.
He was having sex with women.
Oh,
how is that?
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
He was delivering it personally.
Right. I just thought he was showing up and like, ta-da! Hold on, give me 5 minutes.
He was showing up and going, ta-da. But then they were having sex.
Boom! Then they shut that down.
Then the U.S. stopped.
Boom, mind your own business.
He was being interviewed on, I believe, Dr. Oz or one of those scam shows.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he had to say.
Yes, certainly. It's really always up to the mom. Some of them want to do it natural. Some of them want to do it in a clinic if they're too old or they need an egg donor. And some of them might just do it in a cup and then pass it off to them and they'll put it inside. And
Sometimes it's even through the mail.
Pardon?
Have you done it by post?
Yes, I've mailed it to my daughter in Illinois and I just overnighted it in a cooler. And it worked.
Sent it to your daughter in Illinois.
And by the way, the clip cut off right there.
Because they're like, shut it down.
You sent it to your daughter.
Why sending it to your daughter?
I wonder. It must be. It has to be.
She was going to
her daughter's friend.
Yes, that would. Well, I guess when you get to 78, maybe you lose track of what's right.
It has to be. He mails it to his daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. That wrong address. My bad.
She's like, Dad, again. Don't send this here.
Can you imagine getting that from your parent?
No. Fortunately not.
Return address, the Sperminator.
Oh, dear.
That's the Castroid.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
It is here. This hour's word is Anaheim. Text the word Anaheim to 68683. That's Anaheim to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Did the asteroid land on Anaheim? Did it land on that park down there?
I don't think it did.
Oh, phew. That was not close then. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock. Good luck.
What is that?
No, where is it? Oh, there it is. It was not coming in hot today.
No.
It's coming in low.
The Castroid is here. Text the word Paramount.
Paramount.
This hour's word is Paramount. Text that to 68683. That's Paramount to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock or so tonight. Good luck.
Stop yelling.
Go on. Go downstairs. Interview people. Talk to them. Ask them questions.
Hey, the Castroid is here.
Oh, good. You've been saved.
This hour, the word is solar.
Solar?
S-O-L-A-R. Solar. Text that word to 68683. That is solar to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour, and it's people in Los Angeles you're competing against, not in Kansas and the rest of the country, so that seems pretty good.
Hey, that's the Castroid. That's it. I knew it. This hour's word to win $2,000 is scary.
As in not scary farm?
Correct. Scary.
Spell it.
S-C-A-R-Y. Scary.
S-C-A-R-Y. S-C-A-R-Y.
Text that to 68683. That is scary to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock.
Ooh, let's talk Spice Girls. It was on the State of Rock. May 24th, 1997, the Spice Girls album Spice hits number one in the U.S., making them the first British act to reach number one in the U.S. with their debut album. I was having so much fun with the This Day in Rock stuff, I wanted to sneak in and get another one in. I mean, it is my birthday after all. Sorry, Sluggo. Sorry, Kevin. It was on This Day in Rock, May 24th, 2004. An auction of Bruce Springsteen's birth certificate on eBay is shut down by the boss's legal team. It was on This Day in Rock, May 24th, 2010. Slipknot bass player Paul Gray, unfortunately, passes away at the age of 38 from an accidental overdose in his Iowa hotel room.